Today's daf is Mayit Katan Daf Chof Tes, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis Amir Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shloima Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malkin Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Eloza Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Refalkas Ben Feger, Simcha Doiv Ber Ben Chaya Freda, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shashana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl Ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're at the very, very last daf. Not even a daf, but an amid. It's not even an amid, but it's the last several lines of Mesechtes Moed Katan. And the daf begins with a few halachos, halacha that is nogeya, even bisman hazeh, as it relates to Avel. So we saw a lot of the dinim in Perek Ve'ilim Agalchen that are Negeya Avelim are really not Noyeg Bizmanenu. These halachas that the Gemara is going to bring are Noyeg Bizmanenu. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Menach Min Rashon Loimer Davar Ad She'Yipaseach Avel. So if people come to be Menachem Avel, an Avel, the Menachemin are not allowed to talk until the Avel talks. So the Avel is always the one that has to begin the conversation. Shenemar, and it's learned out from Psukim in Iyov. Iyov, the Pasuk says, Achre came Pasav Iyov Espiu. Iyov opened up his mouth. Now what he said was very daunting. Vayekalel es yoimoy. He cursed his day. Regardless, several Psukim later, Vayan Alifas Hateimoni Vayoimar. But it sounds like first Iyov spoke, and then afterwards Alifas spoke. So first the Avel has to talk, and only afterwards the Menachem are allowed to talk. Am Rabbavos, how do we know that an Avel has to sit Beroish? How do we know that he sits at the head of the group, the proverbial head of the table? Shenemar, it's learned out from a Pasuk, also Iyov. Evchar Darkom Ve'eshev Roish Ve'eshkoin Kim Melech Bagdud Kasher Avelim Yenachem. We see from here that the Avel is supposed to sit Beroish, not just that, but he's supposed to sit Kemelech. Freik the Gemara, if the Makar is that he should sit Beroish like a Melech, Kasher Avelim Yenachem, Yenachem Achrini Mashma. Doesn't the word Yenachem just grammatically seem to apply that it's the Menachemin, it's the people that are coming to be Menachem Avel, they're the ones that are sitting like a Melech. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that it's true, the Ksiv of the word is Yenachem, which would seem to imply that it's the Menachemin that are the ones that are Kemelech, but Yenachem Ksiv, the way it's pronounced is Yenachem. Regardless, says the Gemara, that it's not the Menachemim that are Kemelech that are supposed to be Beroish, but rather it's the one that is receiving the consolence. He's the one, the Avel, he's Meshe Beroish. Mazucha Amma Mehach, Mazucha learned it from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lochein Ato Yiglu Beroish Goylim, Visor Mirzach Sruchim. Mirzach, which means an Avel, Nase Sar, he became the Sar of the Sruchim. Either way, that's this idea that the Avel is supposed to be Yosh Beroish. Am Rab Chama Brab Chanina. So Rab Chama Brab Chanina said, Inyan le inyan ba'oisa inyan. Minayan le chosin shemesh beroish. How do you know that the chosin's also meish beroish? And then the pasuk says, Ke chosin yechahein pe'er v'chakala tadachei leho. But the chosin is yechahein. It's miloshin kohuna. Ma koin beroish. Just like the koin sits beroish. Av chosin beroish. So too the chosin sits beroish. V'koin gufiminol. How do you know that the koin's supposed to sit beroish? The time of Rabbi Shmuel. V'kidashtoy. It says regarding the koin, v'kidashtoy, you have to be mekadashim. You have to sanctify a koin. And we learn from this, the whole davar shebikdusha, that every davar shebikdusha, the kohen is supposed to be beroish. Leftoyach rishoin, he is always supposed to talk first. Ulevarech rishoin, he is supposed to lead the benching. Valita mana yafe berishoin, he's supposed to get the nicest portion when it comes to a suda. But you see, they're always supposed to be mechaber the kohen. So if you're always supposed to be mechaber the kohen, and the chasson is like the kohen, that means you have to be mechaber the chasson as well. So The chosin is yoyshe b'royish. It's a gedder of the kidashtoy based on the idea of kechosin yechai and per. It's interesting because we're familiar with the loshon of Chazal, or at least the loshon amami of chosin doyme lemelech. And based on that, we're mechaber the koyin because he's doyme lemelech. And our gemara, it's not chosin doyme lemelech. It's chosin doyme lekoyin. Same idea. Just like a koyin the kidashtoy, there's an inyan of being mechaber the koyin. So too, there's an inyan of being mechaber the chosin. But what we see is that there's a similar similarity between the Avil and the Chassan. Just like the Chassan is Yoyshe B'Roish, the Avil is also Yoyshe B'Roish, the Kayin is Yoyshe B'Roish, the Melech is Yoyshe B'Roish. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Om Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, Koshi Yitzias Neshama Ben Aguf. When the Neshama leaves a Guf, it's so painful, it's so stressful, it's so difficult. It's Ketzipoiri B'Fi HaVeshet. So what's this Tzipoiri? Rashi says, it's Kechevel Sheyesh by Kesher. It's like a rope that has a knot in it. V'Yoytze B'Koshi. And if you want to put it through the Tyron, it's going to go through, but it's going to go at Bekoshi. So the Tyron is the mast of the ship. So whatever the exact Matthias is, but there's this knotted rope, you're trying to get it through a hole, and it's hard because it's a thick rope and there's knots in it, and it's not such an easy thing to do. That's how challenging it is for the Malach HaMoves to extract the neshama of a person from the person's guf. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, it's even harder than that. It's kepitoiri b'fi veshet. What's the difference? Pitoiri, Rashi says, shekoshin shtei spinas b'yachad. This is the chevel that's used to tie two ships together, which you would imagine is a thicker rope. So it's not just the tzipoiri, but it's the pitoiri. It's the same concept. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. The truth is, we saw that the Gemara said on Daf Chavches that there were different Amayram that described the sense of Misa, like pulling a hair out of a cup of milk, or it's like the puncture that somebody gets if he ever has to give blood, which made it sound like it's not very, very painful at all. In our Gemara, it's to the contrary. Koshta Yitzias Neshama Min Aguf. It's something that's very, very difficult. And the truth is, it really depends on what type of Misa, and it depends on who the person is. The previous Gemara in Daf Chav Ches was talking about the great Amayram. The Gemara was describing Rava, the Gemara was describing Rav Nachman. So their Misa was Misa's Neshika, and for them, the Neshama leaving the Guf wasn't such a big deal. But when it comes to the Hamoyna and regular people, there it's a lot more challenging, and as a result, it's for them that it's going to be more painful. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chayosa. Rav Levi Bar Chayosa said, Niftar min ha-meis. If someone is Niftar from a meis, so someone is parting from someone that already left the world. Meaning, the parting words. He shouldn't tell the meis, Lech l'shalim. That's not something he should say. Elo Lech b'shalim. He should say Lech b'shalim. If somebody leaves a chai, Lo yoyim elo Lech b'shalim. He shouldn't say Lech b'shalim. Elo Lech l'shalim. He should say Lech l'shalim. How do you know this? Niftam anais, Lo yoyim elo Lech l'shalim. Someone that's niftam anais shouldn't say Lech l'shalim. Elo Lech b'shalim. Because the pasuk says, Va'ata tova yalav yisecha b'shalim. Tikover b'seva tova. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Avram Avinu. And he tells him, "Vata tovya lavi secha b'shalom." You're going to go b'shalom. What's going to happen? Tikaver b'seva toiva. So we're discussing the misa of Avram Avinu, and the pasuk says b'shalom. So when you talk to a mace, you say b'shalom. And niftem and achai lo yomer lo leich b'shalom elo leich l'shalom. When it comes to achai, you gezegin and zech with a person, you shouldn't say b'shalom l'shalom. How do you know? That's right. David shalom avshalom. David tovel avshalom leich b'shalom. And what happened? Halach v'nitla. He went. And he was hung. Yisrael she'amal Moshe. Yisrael told Moshe in Parsha Shmois, Lech l'shalom. Halach, he went v'hitzliach. And Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous hatzlacha. One of the great success stories, Moshe Rabbeinu. So achai, you say Lech l'shalom. A mace, you say Lech b'shalom. What's the difference? So Lech l'shalom seems to imply that the person's going to go weiter. Meaning gay und far, und far, und far. Not just go gesundheit. Far gesundheit, steig gesundheit. L'shalom means you're continuing to accomplish. B'shalom is more of a settled state. That there's no going further. Obviously, a person leaves the world, he's going out to the Olam HaEmes, but at the same time, it's Bisholim, because really, he's not going weiter. Stating that, on that note, a juxtaposition to what we just said, the Gemara and the Masechta concludes with another Chazal. V'omer Rab Levi said, Kol ha-yoytze mi beis ha-knesses le-beis ha-medrash. Any person that goes from a beis ha-knesses to a beis medrash. Umi beis ha-medrash le-beis ha-knesses. And then he goes from a beis medrash to beis ha-knesses. He goes from the beis ha-knesses, he davens to beis medrash where he learns. And then he goes from the beis medrash where he learns to a beis ha-knesses where he davens. Zoichu mekabel p'nei shechina. This person's going to be zoichu. He's going to have the siyata, the shmaya. He's going to be mekabel the shechina. Shenemar, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Yelchu mi chayil el chayil, yeira'a el Elohim b'tzion. That a person's going to go mechayil el chayil. So a person that goes mechayil el chayil in this world, he goes mechayil from the Beis HaKnesses, el chayil to the Beis Medrash, and then mechayil the Beis Medrash, el chayil to the Beis HaKnesses. What's he going to be zoichot to? He's going to be mekabel p'nei shechino. Yeira'a el Elohim b'tzion. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rashi. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rashi said in the name of Rav, Tamid HaChamim ein lehem menucha afilu oilam haba. The Tamid HaChamim don't have menucha afilu oilam haba shenemar yelchu mechayil el chayil yeira'a el Elohim b'tzion. That even in Olam Haba, they're going to be going Mechayil Ochel. The tzaddikim, they go Mechayil Ochel in this world, they're going to go Mechayil Ochel in the next world. So the Gemara said, the Rav Levi Bar Chayosa said, Haniftam and Ameis, he can't say Lech Lishalim, he should say Lech Bishalim. A person on this world, he could be Allah and Halach Vehitzliach. But in the next world, you can't be Matzliach anymore. It's not true for everybody. But the tzaddikim and people that are yoytze mi beis haknesses le beis hamedrash and from beis hamedrash le beis haknesses ein lehem menucha afilu b'olam haba. These people, even in the next world, that yelchu mechayil ochayil, they could be leich l'shalom even in the world to come. And before we utter the words hadron, just to be messiah. So the last Mishnah of Mesechtes Maikot was on the top of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. And the Mishnah discussed really what the topic of the latter part of the Masechta was, Dinei Avelus, specifically Dinei Avelus B'moyed, which was the other topic of the Masechta. And then the Mishnah ends, that all these different halachas that we've been talking about, these are all things that lo yoleinu we have to deal with nowadays. Aval asad lavoi, but asad lavoi, when Mashiach's going to come, who the pasuk says, Bila hamavas lanetzach, u'mocha Hashem aleikim dima me'al kol ponu. And that's the way the Mishnayos of Masechtas Maikot ends. Tosfos on the top of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis says, that why is it that the Masechta ends with those words? Why did we end Masechtas Maikot, the Mishnayos, with the Pasuk Bila Hamavis LaNetzach U'mocha Hashem Elikim Dima Me'al Kopanim? So says Tosfos, I'm reading inside, Kidei L'sayim B'davar HaTov, because we wanted to end Masechtas Maikot and really Seder Moyed with a Davar Taif. Mishum, the Moyed Katan Usayf Seder Moyed. Because Moyed Katan is really the end of Seder Moyed. And because Moyed Katan is the end of Seder Moyed, it's for that reason, says Tosfos, we wanted to end not just the Masechta, but an entire Seder with a Davar Taif. So what's the Davar Taif? Ubila Hamavis La Netzach, Umach Hashem Alekim Dimam, Yal Kapanim, that there's going to be a day where there's going to be no death and there's going to be no tears. No one's going to cry because Rav's going to wipe all the tears from all the faces of the world and no one's going to know from Tzar and it's going to be no Psidus Toivus and Shmius Toivus. And that's the way we end Masechta's Maikot. And then Tosfos says that Lefiza, you can understand that the first Masechta in Seder Noshim, which is the next Seder that's coming, is Masechtas Yevamos. So he said, why do we start Noshim with Seder, with Masechtas Yevamos? You would think, Seder Noshim, right? What are the Masechtas? You have Yevamos, Ksubis, Nedarim, Nazir, Saita, then Gittin Kedushin. Okay, you should start from Kedushin, right? You would think that's the way you start the Masechta. Noshim deals with halachas of Ishus. So we start with Masechtas Kedushin. We start with Yevamos from all Masechtas. Why do we start with Yevamos? So Tosfos says, when we high time in Matar to Rav Yaakov Meir Leinish, also known as Rav Yaakov Meir Olins. So Rav Yaakov Meir Olins said that what's the reason that we start Seder Noshim with Masechtas Yevamos? The reason is because we Masayim Seder Moyed with Masechtas Maikot. What does Maikot talk about? Avelus. It talks all about Peronios. So today, to make a smichus, which is interesting, between the Peronios of Maikot and the Peronios of Seder Noshim, we start with a Masechta that talks about Peronios, which is Masechtas Yevamos, which right away deals with all the halachas of Yibam, which Rachmana Litzlan discusses someone that dies and doesn't have any children, v'chulu v'chulu. But either way, the end of Masechtas Maikot is very much about Peronios, but we don't want to be Messiah with Peronios. So it's for that reason, the last line of the Mishnayos is Bila Hamavis LaNetzach U'macha Hashem Aleikim Dima Me'al Kapanim. So my hergish, seeing this Tosfos again, was what we spoke at earlier in the Masechta from the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Right, the Chasam Sofer, they bring in the Minhagim, didn't say Oif Simchas. Why didn't he say Oif Simchas? The reason he didn't say Oif Simchas was because today, the Chasam Sofer said, Simchas is Smachos, and it's the name of Evel Rabasi, which are the braises that talk about all the halachas of Avelis. Now, why would the halachas of Avelis, the braise, be known as Masechta Smachas? It's because Chazal didn't want to use the word Evel Rabasi, Val Bris Krusalis Vasayim, Retnish Tazoy. So it's for that reason, Beloshin Sagi Nahar, instead of saying Masechta Avelis, we say Masechta Smachas. But Chasam Sofer said that today, Masechta Smachis became synonymous with Hilchas Avelos. So the Chasam Sofer was so sensitive in this Inyan that he didn't even want to say Eif Simchas, because he felt the word Eif Simchas, it invokes Masechta Smachis. And Masechta Smachis, it invokes Dini Avelos. I mean, today, if you hear the words Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, Humach HaShem Alekim Dima Mi'al Kaponim, B'tach Fin HaLevaya, that's when we hear these words. That's the way a Baal Masvid finishes his Levaya. Now, it's because he's being Messiah B'ki Toiv. And it's based on a Toisvis of Masechta Smachis, and Daf Chavchez on the days. But the MS is Beloshin Tzach, you know, it almost finishes like wending a Levaya, Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, Humach HaShem Alekim Dima Mi'al Kaponim. But it's interesting because the Mishnayis ends with Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. But the Gemara didn't end Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. The Gemara ended Om Rav Chiyah Barashi, Om Rav, Talmidei Chachomim Ein Lahem Menucha Afilu Lo'ilam Habo, Shenemar Yelchu Michayel Olchoyel Yira Alekim Betzin. And I think there's a Makar that this is also an Indian of being Messiah B'Dover Taif, a Dover Nifla. That is the Ramah in Erechayim Simin Kuf Lamed Ches. This is in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. So the Ramah says as follows. He says that a person should be Mechavin, Sheyaschul Tomid Likra B'Dover Taif, that in Kriyas HaTorah, you should try that the first Pasuk should be a Dover Taif, V'Yisayim B'Dover Taif. And the last pasuk should also be a davar. Come on, simin tof chav chesed. This is not svurim akdoshim. This is a ramah. The ramah says that a person, when it comes to kriya satayra, there's an inyan that the kriya should start with a davar toiv, and it should end with a davar toiv as well. There's a tshuva in the shailas of tshuvas Rav Paalim from the Hilig Ben Ishchai. So the Ben Ishchai was asked the question, and this is in Rav Paalim, it's Chelig Dalid, it's Simen Membeis. The question he was asked was as follows. The Pasuk, the Shoyl told him, that the Ramah says, that a person should make sure that every Aliyah should be Messiah with a Dover Toiv, or at the very least, the Parsha should be Messiah with a Dover Toiv. And his question was, that Parsha is Bamidbar. The last Pasuk is, V'loyavoyu lirois kevale es hakodesh v'mesu. So the Shoyl asked the Ben Ishchai, he said, the Kosha, Haloi ein Messiah min ha-seyde b'davara. You're not supposed to be Messiah min ha-davara. K'ma shakasa b'shulchan aruch, Erechayim simin kofla mitches, Yoreinu amir et tzedek. So Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, this was the question that was asked to the Ben Ishchai in Rav Paalim. He says, why then do we end Parshas Bamidbar with this pasuk of Eloi Avoyu Liris Kevales HaKodesh V'meisu? The last word is V'meisu. Why are we ending with Misa? We're being Messiah with a Dovara. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to be Messiah with a Dovara. So the Ben Ishchai wrote back to the Shoyl like this. He told him, it's a very nice question. He said, but the truth is, you rant the Parshas Bamidbar. There's other Parshas in the Torah that also end this way. Parshas Lech Lecha ends by Yomos Terach Becharon. Parshas Vayikra ends Ule Isha Sheyishkav Im Tmeya. So there's a lot of parshas in the Torah that would seem to end the same way. So he said, what's the pshat? He said, the pshat is, he said, because when somebody gets up and you read from a parsha, what's the ending of the kriya? The ending of the kriya is the last pasuk. On some level, it is. But the truth is, that's not the ending. You know what the ending is? It's the bracha. It's Asher Nosan Lanu Teira Semes V'chaye Yoylom Nata B'Soycheinu Baruch Ato Hashem Noisein HaTeira. And he says, because today we end every single Aliyah with the bracha, so the bracha that we're being Messiahim with, that's always the key toiv. And he says, that's why you don't have to be so sensitive to this. Yeah, l'katchilo, but we're being Messiahim anyways with a bracha. And the siyum is not the v'lo liris kevala sakodesh v'meisu. The way the Aliyah ends is Asher Nosan Lanu Teira Semes. So, being that that's the siyum, see, anyways, being Messiah B'davar Toiv, it's not something you have to worry about. So, Ben Ishchai says, I'll tell you where it'd be a nafgamino. It'd be a nafgamino if someone's doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So, he's doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, L'churi should have the same hergish, the same sensitivity. You don't want to be Messiah with Asa Posik, Vamesu. You don't want to be Messiah Vayomas Terech Becharon. So, he says that anytime a person's doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum and he comes to a parish that ends with such a posik, he says there are other parishes as well. That a Baal Hergish will understand that's not a pasuk you want to end with. So he says you should just go into the next parasha, start the first pasuk. Like this, he won't be Messiah in that. But he says, Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to worry about. He says, because Kriyas HaTorah, the Siyum is not the last pasuk, but the Siyum is Asher Nosan Lanu Teiras Emes V'chaye Oilam Nata B'Sacheinu. So I was thinking like this. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Teiras Habayis. The Sefer Teiras Habayis was written to be mechazik people in the inyan of Limud HaTorah. He says people are kaveit, about Torah there's no question, but he says he feels that people don't fully appreciate what it means to learn Torah and what schar a person's going to get for every single word of Torah that he learns. So he says, I'm writing a sefer called Torah Sabayis to be mechazek, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a mitzvah that people observe, but not karoi, because there's so much here, and a person would not want to come up to Shamayim and find out that he lost out because he didn't have a little more time, and it wasn't Moisa Nefesh a little bit more in the Indian of Limud HaTorah. We just had the Gemara, the Rav Ashi had a sheiches with the Malach HaMavis, and when the Malach HaMavis came to take him, so what did Rav Ashi tell him? He told him, give me 30 days to chazer, because Ashrei Misha Bola Kan V'Tamudei Biyote, and the Makar is the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun, where the Gemara says, Rav Shulam Levi's son had an outer body experience, and he heard things, Vastutzach in Yenevelt, and his father asked him, he says, what did you hear? He told me, Shamati Shahayu Oimrim, I heard a ramkol, I went up to Shamayim, you want to know what they're saying? Vos Meretin De Gesalach In Oilam Haba, Ashrei Misha Bola Kan V'Tamudei Biyote. So the Chafetz Chaim says, I'm writing a Sefer Teres Habayis like this. When a person comes up to Shamayim and he hears they say, Ashrei Misha Bola Kan V'Tamudei Biyadei, he's going to be able to show receipts. He's going to be able to say, you want to see Tamudei Biyadei? Tahasta, here you go. Here's the printout. I'll show you all the Torah that I learned. Far in the floor. But this is what the Chafetz Chaim says. So he started off with a psicha. So this is the Chafetz Chaim writing a psicha to a sefer that's about Talmud Torah. So what was the Heilige Chafetz Chaim thinking? How is he going to be mechazik people, right? Imagine, this is like great insight. Like, what would the Chafetz Chaim tell someone if he had the opportunity to sit with him for 5 minutes and tell him, I want to be mechazik you in the Indian of Talmud Torah? Which Chazal is he going to pick? Which Bavli, which Yerushalmi, which Medrash, which Chassam Sofer? Like, what would the Chafetz Chaim tell this Yid if he's coming to be mechazik him? So this is what the Chafetz Chaim said. He said, we say in Kriya Shema every single day that there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartavam. V'shiftecha b'veisecha. Uvlechtecha v'aderech. Uvishachbecha uvkumecha. So the Chafetz Chaim said that this pasuk you could darshan alpi drush. A drush. This is what Chafetz Chaim said. He said, v'shiftecha b'veisecha. Says Chazal say, chachmas nashim bonza beisa. And Bonsa Beis is referring to Torah. Chachmas Nashim, the Chachma of Torah, is Bonsa Beis, Lulametcha, Shekomi Shekonoloi Divrei Torah, that any person that's Koine Torah, Konoloi Bias Loilam Haba. When he goes up to Olam Haba, he's going to have a bias. That's Chachmas Nashim Bonsa Beis. That a person that learns Torah, he's going to have a bias in the next world. Vishinantam Levanecha V'dibartabam. A person should learn Torah so that b'shiftecha b'veisecha. When he comes to the next world, it's going to be chachmas nashim bonza beisa. He's going to be someone that was kanaloi divrei Torah and therefore kanaloi bias ba'olam haba. Uvelechtecha v'aderech. He says, the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Brachas, and it's also Gemara in the end of Masechtas Moed Katan. Tamid echachamim ein lehem menucha. Loi ba'olam hazev, loi ba'olam haba. Shenema yelchu mechayol al chayol, yeiroa el elokim betzion. So he says, Meres, that a person, Talmidei Chachamim, a person that learns Torah in this world, right? The dog that says Talmidei Chachamim, that person learns Torah in this world. When he goes into the next world, he's going to be Velechta Chavaderech. It's going to be Yelchu Mechayol El Choyol. He's going to have no menucha because he's going to be continuously steiging. Veshinantam Levanecha V'dibartabam. That if a person learns Torah in this world, then Uvelechta Chavaderech will be Talmidei Chachamim that are Ein Lehem Menucha Ba'olam Haba. Uveshach Becha. Chazal say that Talmidei Chachamim she'omrim dvar halacha mipiv ba'olam hazeh siv soif sov doiv avois bekever. That when a tzaddik, when a Talmud Chacham is lying in a kever, but siv soif sov doiv avois, and because siv soif sov doiv avois, so b'shach b'cha, while he's lying, he's constantly learning Torah. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam, so that b'shach b'cha you'll be able to learn Torah. And then finally, uvkumecha. He said, Chazal say that Amar Rab Levi said, that really the Torah did not have to be given in this world. Rab Levi said this. We didn't need the Torah. Why? Because one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to teach us all the Torah. So why was the Torah given in this world? When the Eibush is going to come teach Torah in Olam Haba, you are called Yoidim Be'ez Parshu Asuk. He's going to know it's flying. You will have prepared. You will have had my, oh, I learned my cotton once. I learned Chagiga. I learned Yevamis. I learned Erevin. You know a little bit. And that's what the Pasuk means. It says, V'hoyim Shamaya Tishma. V'hoyim Shamaya. If you're going to listen, Ba'olam Hazeh, Tishma. This is a Chazal. La'olam Haba, mi piya Kadosh Baruch Hu. When's this going to happen? So Chafetz Chaim said this is in the Olam HaTchiyo. And that's Uvkumecha. When the Yidden are going to stand up for Tchiyas HaMesim, they're going to have Torah again. So the Chafetz Chaim's Chizik. This was his psicha to the sefer that he wrote to push it be mechazik people to push a little harder. A bissel neh when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He said, v'shinantam levanecha b'dibartabam. He says, when you want to know why you learn Torah, of course you learn Torah for this world. All the schoolers that come with learning Torah in this world, Tamid Chachamim, have all the mailois. But he said, in addition to all that, he says, when a person learns Torah, he has a rechush gadol. He has something that he's going to be able to take with him forever. In fact, because chachmas nashim bantsa beisa, and whoever learns Torah in this world is kanalei bias ba'olam haba. It's going to be uvelechtecha v'aderech. The way our Gemara ended, tamid chachamim ein lahem menucha ba'olam hazeh v'loy ba'olam haba shenema yelch michayel alchol yeroy lekim secha. It's going to be b'shach b'cha. It's going to be tamid chacham sha'omid v'aralachem yipivsif soivs adayvayis bekever. In the kever you're going to be learning Torah, and then uvkumech when the Eibush is going to come give shir. Literally, you're going to be mekabel the pnei adlein, and you're going to hear Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll understand what's going on. Because v'hayim shamaya b'olam hazeh, then it's going to be tishma la'olam haba. This was the chizik that the Chafetz Chaim gave for people to learn a little bit more Torah. Masechtas Ma'akatan, the end of the Masechta, deals with Havelas. And Tosfos says, therefore, the Tanom, and they wrote the Mishnayos, they wanted to be Messiah with a Dover Toif. And therefore, the last line of the Mishnayos is, Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, Umacha Hashem Elohim Dima, Me'al Kopan. We have the Gemara on the Mishnayos. And the Gemara was also Messiah with a Dover Toif. Ravina, who was Sadik HaToma Yifrach, and Ravashi, who was Ke'eres Balvaner and Yiske, they also wanted to be Messiah in the Gemara with a Dover Toif. So what's the last Gemara? The last Gemara is V'Amar Rab Levi. K'al ayoytzi mi'beis ha'knesses l'beis medrash, u'mi'beis ha'medrash l'beis ha'knesses, zoichol u'mekabel p'nei shechino, she'nema yelchu mechayel al-choyel. And Amar Rab Chiba Rashi Amar Rab, talmidei chacham ein la'menucha afilu lo'y lam habo, she'nema yelchu mechayel al-choyel, yeirah le'kim betzir. You know what this pasuk is? This pasuk talks about how Torah, the mitzvah of Torah is not just something we do for this world, but the mitzvah of Torah is something that we do l'netzach nitzachim. This last Gemara is the bracha that every single Yid makes after he's over the Torah. Asher nosan lanu Torah semes v'chayei oylam nata b'seichenu. It's chayei oylam. What does it mean v'chayei oylam? It's b'shiftecha b'veisecha. It's uvelechtecha v'aderech. It's uveshachbecha. It's uvkumech, like the Chafetz Chaim says in his psicha to Torah Abayis. Just like we end an aliyah l'toyra, said the Ben Ashchai in Rav Paalim, in Chelik Dalet, Tshuva Membeis, with V'chayi Yoylam Nata B'Soichenu. That's the Bim Messiah B'Dover Toiv, and that's how we're Mekayim the Ramah. It's Simen Kuflam B'Ches, that's the exact Dover Toiv that Masech Tesmaikon ends with. It ends with V'chayi Yoylam Nata B'Soichenu. We should all be Zoichem as on this vision fin kein tsar, Bilam of Islanetzach. We should all be Zoichem to learn Torah, and it should be Besalechacha Tancha Yisach, Beshachbacha Tishmai Rolecha, Vakitsoisa Yitesichacha. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Ve'elu Megalchen, Uslik Allah, Mesechtes Moit Kotna.